The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee today unanimously approved the nomination of Tom Ridge as the nation's first Secretary of Homeland Security. The full Senate is expected to complete the confirmation process next week. Lawmakers told Ridge he has their total support in what's expected to be a difficult job, but they also expressed concerns about how the new Department of Homeland Security will work, and about fixing some of the intelligence gaps exposed by the terrorist attacks of September 11th. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin echoed the feelings of his Senate colleagues when he gave Ridge the kind of greeting all nominees like to hear.
I have been one of your greatest fans. You already have my vote, no matter what you say today.
If nothing else, senators are grateful that Ridge has agreed to take on a job that no one expects will be easy. He'll have to oversee the merger of about 24 government agencies into a new Department of Homeland Security, and he'll be responsible for making sure the government's doing all it can to protect the country from another terrorist attack. But Durbin and other members said they do have concerns about whether enough funds will be available for the new agency, whether civil liberties will be protected, and how intelligence will be coordinated. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin said it was important to know who's in charge of collecting and analyzing such information.
If responsibility is blurred, if we don't focus responsibility, we're not going to have accountability.
Yeah, that's right.
And one of the problems with the 9/11, the whole 9/11 issue, is that there was no accountability for failures. No one was held accountable.
The new Homeland Security Department is supposed to have a division that will try to spot potential threats by sifting through intelligence information gathered throughout the government. Ridge said the primary responsibility for collecting domestic and foreign intelligence will remain with the FBI and the CIA.
We see the mission of this particular unit as narrowly defined as getting access to all the information we need for the exclusive purpose of, for the primary purpose of, protecting America's critical infrastructure.
But some lawmakers said they're not sure that will be enough, and that Congress might revisit the issue if it looks like information is still falling between the cracks. Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman told Ridge it's also important that he share such information with state and local officials who are on the front lines of Homeland Security.
If we can do a better job of connecting with those at the local level, America will be more secure.
Ridge said he planned to improve such coordination. He said he'll also work more closely with local officials on how to respond to government alerts, a process that many people still find very confusing. Overall, Ridge defended the administration's progress on Homeland Security. He said the country is safer and more prepared than it was a year and a half ago.
Yet in spite of all that has been achieved, we are only at the beginning. I say that again, in spite of everything we've done, we're only at the beginning of what will be a long struggle to protect this country from terrorism.
He said the new department will be a good first step and that he'll work with employee groups to ensure that the rights of the agency's 170,000 workers are protected. He also vowed that the department will not undertake any activities that violate civil liberties.
Before any new Homeland Security technologies are deployed, we will ensure that we are upholding the laws of the land and protecting their freedoms as well as their privacy. Any new data mining techniques or programs to enhance information sharing and collecting must and will respect the civil rights and civil liberties guaranteed to the American people under our Constitution.
As with all confirmation hearings, there will be a record of Ridge's words, and lawmakers are almost certain to refer back to it later if they don't think things are going according to plan. The new department officially begins to exist next Friday. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.